The Cherokee language is officially in a state of emergency. The number of fluent speakers has been dwindling for years. BPR talks with Cherokee language experts about what's being done to teach and preserve their native tongue. There are only about 200 fluent Cherokee speakers in the Eastern Band of the Cherokee, and only about 2,000 nationwide. Leaders in the Eastern Band say that's not because the language isn't being taught, but rather a lack of teachers and Cherokee families speaking the language at home. Fluent speaker Laura Pinnock sits in the Cherokee Cultural Center at the Cherokee Central School, surrounded by supplies for a basket weaving class. She's been teaching for about 40 years and remembers having conversations about language preservation in the 1970s.
As far as the state of emergency, I think in this time and age, I think it is very, very important. I think for me, it's always been a state of emergency.
Cherokee has been taught at schools on the Qualla boundary in some capacity since at least the 1980s. Western Carolina University also offers a degree in Cherokee Studies, which includes language classes. The tribe even has a language learning app. Kayleen Rockwood is 24. She goes by Cree. She has a degree in anthropology with a minor in Cherokee from Western Carolina. Rockwood says she's been learning Cherokee since she was about 13 years old and is now about 40% fluent.
A lot of people that I know of say their grandparents didn't really speak it to us because they were scared. They still have that trauma from what happened to them in the boarding school. So a lot of them really didn't teach it because they didn't think it was necessary.
Cherokee elder J.C. Wachacha is 69. He's a fluent speaker who helps out at the Nugadua Academy, which was founded in 2004. He remembers what it was like to switch to an English school.
I went to Cherokee school in sixth grade, and I went to public school, and I had a hard time because I didn't have no fluency in English that good. Still don't.
The reality that many elders were encouraged not to speak Cherokee in school or punished for not speaking English is one of the reasons that now it's not spoken as frequently at home.
My name is Bo Lossie. I work here at Nugadua Academy. I'm the curriculum instruction and community supervisor here.
When Bo Lossie started at the academy in 2009, the infants who had grown up learning Cherokee at the school were starting kindergarten. There will be just under 100 students enrolled in the fall. The plan was to educate the students as Cherokee first language speakers from pre-K to sixth grade. When the school started, there were about 400 fluent speakers in the Eastern Band and 8 full-time fluent teachers. But Lossie says that as the students got older, there were fewer teachers and looming end-of-year tests in English to graduate to the next grade.
But it wasn't an easy sell, so we started integrating English, and really that was as poison to the system.
That's the gap between living in an English world while trying to teach Cherokee, says Lossie. Now there are just 3 full-time fluent speakers teaching. The school is constantly working to develop curriculum for describing concepts like jet propulsion in Cherokee. That's where translator Myrtle Driver Johnson comes in. She's 75 years old and has been translating for over 40 years.
And we should have been producing fluent speakers long ago.
Johnson only speaks Cherokee to her 6-month-old grandson and hopes that he will become fluent. She remembers his first word one day when the family was sitting outside on the porch.
And he said, "Mama." And his mom thought he was saying "Mama." I said, "No, he didn't." He said, "Mama." Butterfly.
These educators hope that the state of emergency will inspire tribal members to start learning the language. As first speakers age, Rockwood says it's time for second language learners to take more responsibility.
Get out there with our elders and communicate with them and learn from them, because without them, if we lose the old ways, you know, then we are basically lost.
Officials from the 3 federally recognized Cherokee tribes, the other 2 are in Oklahoma, plan to share resources and work together more to revitalize the language. This is Lily Knepp, BPR News.